black folks is in an abusive black leadership relationship.
We have to send a message. This is the time for us to send a message.
We always talking about what the Republicans ain't done for us or what they will do to hurt us. My life has been hurt by Democrats.
And we got in our mind that we always got to keep vote Democrat. You know,
look and see in your community, who are the real oppressors in our community? They always talk about black on black crime. And when you hear the word black on black crime, the first thing you think of is a black man robbing you, a black man breaking in your house. And that is a black on black crime. But let's take it one step further. There's a black on black crime in down in City Hall. There's a black on black crime down in all the state capitals in America, where black folks are voting against our interests, where black folks are voting and making us, we're getting poorer and poorer, and other groups are getting richer and richer.
Everywhere you go, there's poverty in black areas.
This lot where I stand at right now, Ida B. Wells, public housing residents who live at. Most of the people are homeless living in the street. And it's because of you, Mr. President.
In Detroit, where your leaders at? There's no white folks running Detroit, cutting water on black folks in Detroit. Them black folks running that city. Ain't no white folks doing that. Them black folks going along with that. Everything's happening in our community is black leadership doing this.
Our children know that if the Democrats have not done anything for us as of yet, why should they even go out and vote? What agenda is on the table that's going to change their life?
The only thing they're offering the black community is abortion on demand. This is what the president asking for us to vote for.
Now he wants to have this conversation about minimum wage raise because he knows that this is the way to get a lot of the poor people's attention. But the hell with his minimum wage raise. We don't have any jobs. A minimum wage raise for what?
They're not pushing a black agenda. They're not pushing a family agenda. They're pushing a neoliberal agenda.
Across this city in these major Democratic cities, this is what it looks like.
How can the same process happen over and over again and nobody got nothing, can't do nothing about it?
Black leadership is abusing us. The Democratic Party is abusing us.
It's the same way in every black community across the country.
And they force us into a life of welfare. We don't want no welfare. We want opportunities to go to work. We want opportunities to own business. They bailed out all of the major banks and these big investors, but left the people starving.
There are no tea parties in your city.
We don't have those people. We have a major Democratic machine, and the majority of them, they look like me. These are the people who make sure we get nothing, but then turn around and have us to vote for them again.
They only come around when it's time for elections. When they think they can give you a toy or give you a turkey or something, and then everything is good.
Hundreds of millions of dollars are coming down from the federal government. But the money is going to all these special interest groups. My brother's keeper went to his friends. This whole corrupt Democratic system that gobbles up all the dollars and starves the people out. Can you all look around your community and see any change that have come about with these hundreds of billions of dollars that have come through our cities? No, you cannot. What we do see is our elected officials riding around in new cars and they have new homes.
When our people don't have jobs in our communities, when we don't have any vital resources, when all the deals been cut and all our people are left out, this is where we end up.
And we got the most important thing that we got that we can stop all this. Everybody got a vote. And if you use your vote wisely, you can stop a lot of this stuff.